We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys basketball, AHSTW. Hoping to get off to a good start in the new year. Gigi Harris, head coach for the Vikings, joins us now. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team as you come into the second part of the season?
Feeling great. You know, you go into winter break almost as it's like a season of its own. And we've had a really, really collective group of effort for practices. We had a great scrimmage down in Creston against Creston and North Polk. You know, it gives you that opportunity for those things that you work on during break to be able to kind of test them out before you kind of, you know, hit the ground running with games and things like that in January, because January is quite the grind. But very, very excited for our group moving into the second half of the season. The boys are bought in, and we've got a lot done over this winter break.
You had some injuries in the first half of the season. Have you gotten yourself healthier now?
As healthy as we can be. You know, it's we're still battling some nicks and bruises. I don't know if we're 100% healthy yet, but getting Colin Harder back there right before break was huge. He's fully cleared, and getting him back into a full rotation is going to be big for us.
What does Colin Harder bring to you and to this team?
Well, Colin Harder is a floor general. You know, he's our point guard. We run a lot of things through him. Oftentimes, we're going to put him on the other team's best ball handler. And so we really lean on him and look to him to really control the tempo, both offense and defensively. And, you know, his potential grows as well as our team when he's on the floor. So he brings a lot to us. You know, he's only a junior. And so as he gets better, we get better too.
Well, another one you had high hopes on was Dayton Osborne, a freshman who started to come in also. He got in a few games there at the end of the season. Is he another kid that can make an impact now that he's been kind of maybe up to speed and into the flow a little bit more?
Yes, that's another one where, you know, unfortunately he's still not 100% healthy yet. But once he is, yeah, we're looking for him to make an impact. And when he is on the floor, he impacts the game. You know, he's 6'3", he's young, he's long, he's pretty darn athletic. And just getting him to the speed and physicality of the varsity level is going to be the biggest thing. So once we get him healthy and once he's healthy enough to be able to play some JV and play some varsity minutes, his impact's going to increase. But right now we just got to get him healthy and get him in the flow of the game.
How about Luke in terms of his abilities? I'm sure defenses have been focused on him and slowing him down. How has he been able to overcome that, and what does he need to work on as you go forward?
Well, I'd say the biggest thing is being able to knock down an open shot from the outside. And that's something that he's really improved upon, and he's being more consistent from the outside, which is going to open up a lot because he can put the ball on the ground and probably take about anybody on the floor. So that's the first thing he's got to work on, and he's done a really nice job. And as long as he continues to shoot consistently, other guys do a good job of getting the ball when he's open, he's going to break down a lot of defenses. But the most growth that I've seen from him, and I've been very pleased and proud of, is when he does draw a double or he draws those defenders, he's not forcing shots. He's trusting his teammates. He's making basketball plays. And as long as he does that, man, the ceiling for the team is going to continue to grow as well. And he's going to turn into a really good basketball player.
Who are some other guys that you expect to make strides going forward here in this second half?
Well, I'll tell you, Caden Jorgensen, the big guy in the middle, you know, we are hard on him, but it is because we see a lot in him. I don't think he understands what he can be. A really good basketball player. He's got great hands, great feet, good body, and he's got good touch around the rim. And so we put a lot of focus on going through him. We want to go inside out, and, you know, I keep talking about all these guys, you know, as they get better, we get better. And he's one where – you know, he can play extended minutes. He can run the floor for a big guy. And over break, he's really taken some big strides at being a force in the middle, where we can play through him a little bit. And his shot blocking ability and being able to be a force in the middle defensively, too, we're really looking forward to here in the second half.
You have some big games coming up here, Coach. I mean, Lomag to start things off on Friday night, then ICAM Manning, Audubon, Maple Valley after that. These are going to be competitive games, games that you can compete in. In other words, that you have chances to win in. They're not like they're all good, solid opponents, but they're games that you should be able to compete in. How do you judge, you know, what your team can do here at the start of this second half of the season?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, the thing is that the team that we got, we're going to compete every night. And I think if that's the expectation. But we're coming into this second half of the season, like you said, with some really quality opponents that are very different as well. So, you know, it's going to challenge us to be able to play our style of game against other teams that are very different than us. And for us, we want to be able to play defense and rebound. And if we can do that consistently, finish possessions on the defensive end, we're going to have more opportunities on offense. And that's where we're probably a little bit more challenged, but we put a lot of focus. The guys are bought in. We're seeing the game. The game is slowing down for us. And so, if we can play defense, rebound, and get on offense, the more opportunities we have there, we're going to find ways to continue to get better and find the ball, put the ball in the bucket. And more roles are going to also be able to evolve from that. We're still trying to figure out who can do what on the offensive end. And that's a blessing and a curse. But we play defense, we rebound. We're going to be able to figure out what we can do offensively.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck to start off the new year. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
GG Harris, head coach for AHSTW, with us here on KSOM.